To whom this Adam fervently replied, O woman, best are all things as the will of God ordained them. His creating hand, nothing imperfect or deficient lest of all that he created, much less man, or aught that might his happy state secure, secure from outward force, within himself the danger lies, yet lies within his power. Against his will he can receive no harm. But God left free the will, for what obeys reason is free, and reason he made right. But bid her well beware, and still erect, lest by some fair-appearing good surprise she dictate faults, and misinform the will to do what God expressly hath forbid. Not then mistrust, but tender love enjoins, that I should mind thee off, and mind thou me. Firm we subsist, yet possible to swerve, since reason not impossibly may meet some specious object by the foe suborned, and fall into deception, unaware, not keeping strictest watch, as she was warned. Seek not temptation then, which to avoid were better, and most likely, if from me thou sever not, trial will come unsought. Wouldst thou approve thy constancy, approve first thy obedience, the other who can know, not seeing thee attempted, who attest. But if thou think trial unsought may find us both secure, then thus warned thou seemest, go, for thy stay, not free, absence thee more. Go in thy native innocence, rely on what thou hast of virtue, summon all, for God towards thee hath done his part, do thine.